Okay, so today's daf is Daf Gimel, and we've seen, we're going to continue to explain like the Pele Moshe, which is our way we've been taking it for the last few Mesechtas. And we saw in yesterday's shiur that there's one debate between Rav Yochanan and Shmuel that is regarding whether if someone is, well, it's mitchalef, meaning Beit Din ruled that, say, for example, chalev's mortar, but he had a simple mix-up on the table, meaning that it was like there was chalev and shuman, and he thought it was shuman and he had chalev. In that situation, he would still be chayev, right? That's what we said. Well, that was actually a debate. We said, according the way we started the Gemara, if you remember, we said that that situation wasn't a lot, the mistake wasn't based on Beit Din's psak. It was based on a mistake, a practical case, a mix-up on the table. Therefore, he would have to still be chayev to bring a korban himself. That's what he said. However, Shmuel said, no. This is a debate between Shmuel and Rav Yochanan. This is where we ended the shiur last time. He says, Shmuel, in that situation, it'd still be pater. However, what's the difference? What's the difference in the case whether he was a mix-up on the table or literally it was just following the rule of Beit Din? That's where you can count him as part of Rav. Remember, that's what we did last year. However, when the Gemara continues now, Kol ha'rasha b'Beit Din mevim para ein yachid mevi kisba v'seira. Here, we're introducing a different debate. And the different debate now is regarding whether this is another debate between Shmuel and Rav Yochanan. According to the parish of Moshe, we started with one debate, Shmuel and Rav Yochanan. This is a different debate, and we're going to come back to the original one I just described it there towards the end of the shiur. That's why di chazara. So you have to keep track of where we are in the sugya. Now, at this stage, it's a different debate between the two of them. Shmuel says that if the yechidim individuals, in other words, not Rav Tzibur followed the ruling, Yechidim, as we said, would bring a korban. Okay, Yechidim. We're not talking about, well, this is a regular case, not mix up on the table. Regular case. In other words, when Beit Din is, however, in other words, when Beit Din is not chayev to bring a korban, then Yechidim would bring the korban. Once you get to a majority of the Tzibur, that's when it flips. That's when Beit Din now brings the parallel to Tzibur, and Yechidim now bring a korban. However, importantly now, we're seeing in Shita Rabbi Yochanan, as this is point of dispute number two, he says that Yechidim never bring korbanot. They were tolerant without Beit Din, meaning they thought Beit Din they were allowed to eat it, so they'd never bring a korban. Okay? That's debate number two. So let's have a look now with that introduction. Kol ha'rayash Beit Din mevin par ein yachid mevin kisba v'sira. Now, this is a gerusa changes, by the way. The Magmar has already printed in it, but you can follow in Pnei Moshe if you're getting stuck. It says, v'korayash Beit Din ein mevin par yachid. Yeah, then Hayachin Mavi Kisbab. There seems to be an inverse relationship between when Beit Din bring a korban and when the individual has to bring a korban. Okay, so how do we understand that inverse relationship? According to Shmuel, if Pata Lamatnit Barov Umiot. Shmuel Lishitato says it depends if it's a majority or a minority of people follow the ruling. Meaning, Beit Din Achlurov, if a majority of people ate this chayla based on the mistaken ruling, then Achlurov, who il va'im, once again, I missed a bit. Shmapan made a barov miot. Achlurov, who il the, well, Beit Din mevi in par, then Yach is not mevi. I'll just make sure the girs is right. Made a barov miot. Achlurov, who il Beit Din mevi in. So my has got an interesting, it added these bits and added it differently. But again, because most of the majority, because Beit Din would bring a par in that situation, the Yachid wouldn't mevi, kisbavasira. And Achlu Miut, however, if only a minority of the people follow the ruling, then since Beit Din doesn't bring it, then Iyachin Mevi Kisba V'Sira. Very straightforward. Inverse relationship, and it's got to do with whether a majority of the minority community did it. Now,
What does majority minority mean here?
how do we calculate it?
Yeah.
We will, let's jump see, but let's just leave it at a very simple level at the moment, okay?
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken, we'll see. I might be mistaken. But just
Could
very
be
simply.
it
Sorry.
could be it's more than half the Shvatim. In other words, seven Shvatim, or it could also be, let's say if there's 3 million, more than 1.5 million people would have done their Aveira, then that's considered the majority. So that's what it meaning it would mean of the nation.
Correct. So what Menachem mentioned is what we saw in the beginning in terms of what's required. Is it Rosh Shvatim or Rosh population? But I thought what you were asking is in terms of who do we count as part of that? Like, but again, we'll see the calculations later on. Okay.
So we are definitely talking about soft. We're not talking about a particular piece of meat.
No. We're not talking about there's one piece of meat here. We're talking about, for example, I don't know, the chilev that's on the certain part. If in Daf Yomi, we're talking about the different parts of chilev in different locations with the asur and mutar. So they said, oh, that one on the there's a tailbone, for example, the Gemara said it's asur. They said, oh no, that tailbone, the fat around that is fine. Okay? Because shuman and chilev, I'm not sure if there's a substantive difference molecularly, it's just fats, right? So let's say that's mutar, and then the butchers all started selling that without removing it, and that became the standard kashrus, and then obviously Rav Tzibur has been following the psak and eating chilev. Okay? That type of thing. That would be the problem. Okay?
Okay,
Doesn't matter.
I'm gonna wait.
Okay, in terms of, this has a 5%. Okay? But the point is just not to distract at this point. The point is, according to Rav, if to Shmuel, the inverse relationship is based on majority minority. However, according to Rabbi Yochanan, which probably don't will find much simpler, that if it's a psak baked in, then individuals will always be patur, right? So, however, despite the fact, by the way, he would agree that whether baked in, sorry, brings a korban, just to be clear, will depend on whether majority still followed it or not. Okay, then how does he understand this inverse relationship? Because there's not an inverse relationship in this situation. So, because in a situation where minority followed it, baiting doesn't bring the power, and neither do individuals. So that can't be talking about inverse relationship in the braita. Therefore, he explains referring to a different din. In other words, in talking about not in terms of population, but regarding the nature of the psak. Meaning, horo baitin lakor kol guf, as we said before, baitin rule to uproot an entire mitzvah from the Torah. Then we said in that situation that's not parallel to Varshat Zibur, you wouldn't be offered. And therefore, Yechidim, just irrespective of the minority or majority, would have to bring their own korban. Because that's a psak that they couldn't that doesn't isn't considered a psak that is one that korban parallel to Varshat Zibur. However, so just again, if la kol kolguf, whole beit din probably ain mevin par, you'd have to say, then Yachid Bekira, horo beit din levatel miktsad Ho'il the baiting does maybe in a tapar, then Yachid would not bring a kisva v'sira. Again, a few gears you have to change here to make it sense. Okay, so far so good. So this is debate number two regarding if it's a minority whether Yachidim would still and follow the psak whether they would still have to bring this. Sorry, whether they would be chayav, I should say, individuals to bring their own personal korban chatat for doing so. Okay, Shmuel said inverse relationship in that respect. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Yachid is always patur. It doesn't matter how many followed it. If that's a psak habetim, and they followed it, they're patur. Okay. Now, we have to fill in another gap. This is a quite involved sugya today. And I'll just give you the background. So if you have a look at the Pnei Moshe, he says, when it says Adayani no Omer, that's a quote from the Braita. It was Reisha de Braita, Hachi Hishinit, the beginning. Sham, I mean, Achara Braita Truvar Beresh Pirken. This is brought. The bringing of this brighter that we're discussing now was brought after the one in the beginning of the parak we saw. Nefesh ha'kichatacha, etc., etc. Mufarshatam keitzad haso, horo beitin v'chole, etc. So tam ala kach ne'emar miutim halalu nefesh kitechata echatechata be'osota. That was the miutim we saw before. O eino ela yachid she'oseh chayav, shnayim shal se'a p'turim. In other words, the continue of the brighter doesn't talk about a psak beitin anymore. We're talking about a practice in which just Am Yisrael have made a mistake. So, in other words, one person makes an error, again, the Shogeg violates a punishment, issue of punishment, he has been Korban. Would you say that's a case, whatever, if truth or what's a Chevra, what if it's a Shabbos meal, they all had it? Would you say in that situation it's like a Rov, like a lots of people? It says, no, it says, Tama Amaaretz, I feel more of him. And then this is a quote. That Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, each according to the Shita, will have to explain it differently based on this debate we've been saying. Then it says, "Adayin kahal she'asu chayavim, a miut kahal." In that situation, if it's a miut, they're chayav. She'ain bevim parli, because in that situation, it's a miut that the if it was a miut that followed the ruling of Beit Din would bring a korban. Therefore, the miut would. So it sounds. I'm really sort of leaning on Shmuel's perush. About Rav Kahal, maybe not. In the situation of Rav Kahal, she'asu, maybe that you mean not based on Horat Beitin, meaning just most of Am Yisrael didn't know you're not allowed to do this particular Vera, and most people did the Shogeg, not based on Horat Beitin. Would we say in that situation that there'd be Patur as well? meaning just a Shechen if it was based on ruling of Beit Din, because Beit Din would bring a Hapara Lem Davar, and therefore you'd say the same thing. Maybe it's an Inyan of, let's say, Miut and Rov. Maybe if it's a prevalent Avera, because just as you see by Horat Beit Din, when it's a prevalent Avera, Beit Din bring a Korban and it still was Patur. If it disconnected now from a Horat Beit Din, if it's based, maybe you say the same thing by a particular Avera that's rampant. Would you say the same thing? Tamaloma, Ama Aretz, Afilu Rov, Afilu Kulo. Now, this comparison and drawing parallels that was behind this question to the case of Paralel of Sipur and this Sugya is they're going to explain it differently, each differently. So let's have a look. Shmuel Patamanita, meaning Shmuel, when it says Adaino Mer Miut Kahal She'asu Chayvim She'im Bedim Par. Now, there's a Shimon Schot that I've seen on the side that makes sense. Avarov Kahal She'asu Pturim She'im Bedim Mimalem Par Alem Par. Which is effectively the way I kind of explain that half a minute of the flow of the Breita. Meaning, just as you see with the Miut, that they're chayiv when Beit Din is not, meaning that the individuals are chayiv, are pi hora'ah. They're chayiv. This is Shitat Shmuel, remember. Contrary to Rabbi Yochanan, that doesn't make any sense. Because Yechidim al pi hora'ah never bring a korban. Okay? So just to see Yechidim chayiv in the Miut al pi hora'ah, but when it gets to majority of part of their patur, do we say now that when it comes to not connected to hora'ah, the Miut is chayiv? But when you get to Rav, maybe you think there'd also be Patur, Kamash Malan, the Pasuk. That's how we explain the Havim in a flow. But that doesn't work according to Rabbi Yochanan. Because Rabbi Yochanan says, in the case of Hora'ah, even a Miut is Patur. We said even individuals is based on Hora'ah is also Patur. So therefore, it said Rabbi Yochanan have a Patamanita Adaina Niomer Miutaka al Shasu Belo Haraya Chayev. Shemoraya in Beitin Levin Par. In other words, it's have to be a little more of a sort of logical leap to get this. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan is saying, just as you find by a miut, that below hara'ah, meaning that not based on the ruling, individuals are two pikler, they're a chayav. But when you get to a situation, then you might think that when you get to a situation of rov, however, now we're just looking at directly to the case of rov hara'ah. Since in rov hara'ah, based on the Horaya, the individuals are Patur, do we say thing for individuals that are not based on Horaya? But it's not a direct connection. In other words, Shmuel looks at the entire model, and this is going to the Kasha the Gemara, looks at the entire pattern and model under in the case of Horaya. Miut is Chayev, when it's, however, majority, if it's a majority of Patur. That's all based on the case of Horaya. So do we say the same thing and apply it to the case of not Alpi Horaya? That's how. I mean, the Gemara rejects it. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's a little bit slippery because Rabbi Yochanan says, well, not al pi horaya, you chayv an individual for miut, but let's just jump immediately now to al pi horaya. Let's look at horaya on its own. Horaya, once you get to a majority, the individuals are patur. Do we say things that are lo al pi horaya, meaning regular shogeg? Okay? That's the way you have to explain the Braita. So the Gemara says, Shmuel Amar lo hayu mevin kisbav sira. Now that's just the diuk in the shitot, as I just explained, that if it's al pi horaya and it's a miut, that's a machlok we've said so far, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, the miut would bring a korban, whereas the Rabbi Yochanan al pi horaya never brings a korban. Okay. Now the Gemara says, al data de Shmuel di yalif chayim mechayim. According to Shmuel, who he said looked at the entire model of al pi horaya, that makes a lot of sense because it's chayiv to. Like chayav to Amir was a chiyuv to and Rav was a miut, and that's why I was trying to build that whole picture out. However, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if you're learning from Al Pi Horaya, it doesn't make sense because the miut in Al Pi Horaya, according to you, is patur, meaning miut's always patur. So how are you building out a logical deduction from the case of Al Pi Rav? Because in the case of a miut, according to your shita, even the miut's patur. So how is that building out any sort of logical prototype for me to say that maybe in the Havamina, lo al pi horaya, the majority would be patur? Okay, that's effectively the question. It's left as a question. Now we say, full stop. That's why it says, Al dat Shmuel makes a lot of sense because Yalef Chai Mechayev and Nicha. Al dat Rav Yochanan, Yalef Mipator, that doesn't make sense. Now, we have to, at this point, B'nai Moshe says, switch gears back to the original machloket we discussed in the beginning, which is what's the other machloket Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan? The other machloket Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan is regarding whether if you it was a regular table mix-up and not al pi horaya, whether you're chayiv or not. Okay? According to, again, Shmuel says, no, you're still pater, it's fine. It's the only distinction, if you remember, is whether it can be counted to Rov. Whereas Rav Yochanan says, no, if it's a regular mitzvah, it wasn't al pi horaya, so therefore you're chayiv, the individuals. Okay, that's a dilemma. So Gemara says, Manina pligar Shmuel. Says, Oa ahod al chatat v'ashe chatat. Now, for somebody to be chayiv a korban chatat, it has to be that if he's notified about it, the mix-up, then he will be, then he would have acted differently. That comes to exclude a mishumad, someone who is to completely doesn't care about that, these things. So some mishumad, even if you tell him, by the way, do you realize it's chaylev, he wouldn't care anyway. That's what doesn't mean korban chatat. So from yotzei mishumad comes to teach you also in this situation here, meaning when it was al pi horaya, he also wouldn't have retracted. Meaning, I know it's chaylev, but you know that's what if you like that's what the Beit Din. That's what Beit Din said. However, if it was a mix-up, then he would be chozer. Meaning, so that's another grounds, if you like, to say that's a kasha against Shmuel. Hope I said this correctly. It came out so clearly. I'll show it now in Pnei Moshe. He says, to call if he's shav midiato, meaning the mix-up, and you understand, he brings a korban. The kashmu dahai didn't chalef lo chela b'shuman v'lo al pi horaya beit din haya v'adai hayashav midiato. And if it wasn't al pi horaya and it was just a mix-up, then clearly he would have been, if you like, it would have changed his attitude towards it, let's just say, and therefore why should he be pato? He should be chayev. Okay, that's the effect of the question. But a stronger kasha comes from the next part. This is Manina Pligal Shmuel, the Nefesh Kitichata, Achatecha, the Basota. Again, there's a third, I think fourth time we've come back to these three miutim. It says, Hare Elu miutim. Hatule Be'atzmo Chayav, Hatule Be'beit Din, Patur. In other words, when you're Patur, only if you're Tola Be'beit Din. But if there's mix up on the table, then you're Chayav. That's a simpler way. And with that, we say, Hada Pali Al Shmuel. This is clearly a kasha on Shmuel, the late Lakium. There's no answer. Well, in terms of Babli, you'd probably say, Tiyuvda. Okay, yafe. Let's now learn Mishnah Bet. This is now the next halacha. Horu Beit Din v'yadu sh'ta'u. Now, Horu Beit Din made a ruling, and people knew they were a mistake. Sorry, v'yadu v'chazru b'hem. Sorry, and they discovered some mistake. They discovered they made a mistake and then retracted the ruling. Bein shivi kabara men shel vi kabaratam. Now, in other words, Beit Din made this mistaken ruling, and they. It was for a week later or something, then they recognized we made a mistake, and then they retracted the ruling. They haven't yet brought the korban. Rav Tzibur followed it, let's say. But it doesn't matter if they brought it or not, and somebody else goes and now, still based on that original ruling, you know, engages, has his chaylev. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's patur. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it's a safek. Safek means it has to bring a asham talui. Why is it a safek? Because he is a safek. Because he's yashav lo b'beito. Yashav lo b'beito, according to Moshe says, a suffix is for il ve'al l'shol. Since he should have asked, well, he thinks maybe he should have asked, a suffix here. He should have asked, you know, any new news coming out of Beit Din. And he didn't. Ve'lo sha'al. Havi suffix, then is the question, is he tole be'Beit Din or not? Or is kotel ba'atzmo dami? That's where it brings Hashem Taloi. So it's not clear. When you Beit Din come a ruling, you're allowed to eat this chaylev. This person continued eating at home, didn't hear the latest news regarding rules in Beit Din. Now, do we say if he's at home and he had the capacity to check the news or ask people around or any new rulings in Beit Din, what's the nayas in Shul? Then do we say that that means that he's tole b'atzmo or it's still about Beit Din? It's a suffix. He doesn't know how to treat that. That's why it's a suffix. Now, the question is, halach lo midetiyam, what if the guy traveled overseas? And the Pnei Moshe points out very important, no, it's time, but he points out that even if he's just hasn't left yet, but he's engaged in leaving, so he's very preoccupied. In that situation, Amar Rabbi Kiv more than any bazesh karov liftur ben achuvah. He's more likely to be patur. So Amar al ben Azai, Maishnam, Zemin Yosheva Beitel. Why is that different? Someone who's sitting at home. Because of the second case, he didn't have the capacity to hear the updates. He wasn't able to hear the updates, and that's why even though Beit Yamin retracted on their mistaken decision, we still say that he's still tall about Beit Din. He doesn't have to bring a korban. Okay, individual. Now, Horu Beit Din v'yadushta'u. Now, very interestingly here, Panei Moshe says, and this will need a bit of thought, that this piece is actually not going on this Mishnah. It's going on the Mishnah on Halacha Daled, if I'm not mistaken. Halacha Daled? Yeah, Halacha Daled. In other words, that Mishnah begins, Horu Beit Din v'yadachan men shato, and one of them knew that it was made a mistake. V'amar lehem, he said to him, To'aimaten, you made a mistake. Or shel mufla Beit Din wasn't there. Or she'achad mehem ger, or one of them was a ger, or mamzer, or netien, or zaken. In other words, for some reason, in other words, if the din wasn't a good din for any of the reasons, we'll discuss them all when we get to that Mishnah, then you don't bring a parshim zavur. Now, interestingly, the girsa on that point, and I want to come back to this, Mishnah is ha'arelu peturim, which means Beit Din don't have to bring their korban parlem davar shetzivur. I'm not sure if this Panei Moshe understood it, as we'll see soon. Okay, because I think he keeps the girsa patur. You'll see why soon. In any event, so Rav Ami says b'shem Rav Shimon ben Lakish matnita kagon Shimon ben Azai yoshev lefneihem. Again, the type of person we're talking about is Shimon ben Azai, someone who's a big talmachan, knows everything. So the question is, Manakam, we're talking about it, where, in the case where it says this chacham like Shimon ben Azai says that you guys made a mistake. What's the case? In b'shisil kan, if he convinced them otherwise, tibal toratan hora's not even horaya. What's the chiddush in the mission? If they actually overrode him and convinced him otherwise, then the fact that he raised that kasha is not even a kasha, right? He was overruled. He was convinced otherwise. So Ella must be kinaka. They're both holding to their positions. Okay, he wasn't able to convince them; they weren't able to convince him. So therefore, now this is what I said. That's why I was thinking was the comment I made on the coming mission. I'll tell you why soon. However, it's a harim horaya shalosilkan. So for him, the horaya dating doesn't apply to him. Meaning, so in other words, fish shalosilko. Therefore, v'im hu oseh, if he does it, achar kach kafiratan, he'd be chayev. Okay, because they weren't able to convince him otherwise. However, etzel acherim for others. It's a good horaah. Because he wasn't able to convince them otherwise. Therefore, vacharim and therefore others that do according to the ruling of Beit Din the Peturim, because it's all of a Beit Din. Okay. Now this sounds very much like the first Mishnah Nash, the explanation of the first Mishnah, that if an individual knows that they made a mistake, then for him, you know, and he follows it, he would be chayav a korban, whereas everybody else clearly would not. Right, and that's why many of the Farshim, oh, many the article, when they explain it, they explain that this commentary is going on the first Mishnah, not the Mishnah few later on, because the Mishnah, the way I explained it to you, Mishnah alone seems to suggest there's not a horah bichlal. Anyone who follows it would be chayav. But I think this is just a diok that I think that when he says, because based on his perush, he says that it's not a horayah for the individual, but for everybody else, it's a horayah. Such that everyone else is patron, he's chayef, if he followed it. Now, the reason why I think he says that is because once again, hare zo patur. I think he's going to give us a difference. That it, meaning that individual that said it's not a, but I'm not 100% sure, but otherwise it's very difficult to understand the Panei Moshe. Okay, but the Gemara says anyway, how's it possible that the one person says your horaya is not a horaya, that it's still a horaya for everybody else? That's what we're saying at this stage. How's that possible? But one second, didn't we just say, 100 people come to Beit Din. When do we say it's a horaya? Ad shiuru kulam. We said they have to be, didn't we learn this previous shiur? It has to, that all has to be a unanimous decision. So how can it be that you're saying now, if one of them comes along and said, you made a mistake, and we say for everybody else, it's horaya still in place, just not for him, according to Perush, the Panei Moshe's flow of the sugya, it shouldn't be horaya at all, because for it to be a proper horaya after to for it to mechayev parah davar shetzivur, it has to be unanimous. And clearly, this case is not unanimous. So Gemara says patala b'shlo nichnas. He didn't enter, meaning he wasn't part of that yeshivat Sanhedrin at the time. So what I say, Merkev. What's saying, if he wasn't part of the Sanhedrin, isn't he Merkev then? I thought everyone needs to be there. So no, Pata Lekha Rebbe. This is much like Shid Rebbe, that Rebbe says, Omer Ein Lecha Merkev Ela Muflash Shel Beit Din Bilvad. Meaning, the Horayah for the Horayah doesn't require every single, standing member of Sanhedrin to be there. It just has to be that the only person who's Ma'akev is the Mufla, the Rosh Beit Din, or for that to be. Okay, let's continue. Now, Amar Rav Manan bar Tanchum, Nichnas Me'ah Kulam. Now, according to Moshe, the reason why we brought that whole sugya, even though he sounds stand right to the next mission, is because of this concept of Chazara. It says, Vahar Kulam. We've said before that for to be a horaya, right, you need it to be unanimous. What about the Chazara? We've just seen in our mission of the concept of Chazara. They realize their mistake. How much do you need for it to be a proper official retraction now? So Gemara says, Af Chazira ken, do you need to be unanimous? Or is it just to be enough for a majority? Like many things, they seem to be a majority. So Gemara says, Pshita lecha, it's clearly Rov. Now, the next question is, Umar Rov. What Rov are we talking about? Is it Rov Horaya or Rov HaMishtayer? Now, what's the difference in Rov HaHoraya and Rov HaMishtayer? So, Heichi Avida, what's the case? I'll explain to you. Nichnasam Meya. Let's say initially it was based on 100, 100 Dayanim. Okay. Metu, however, before they realized a mistake, 10 of them died. In Tomar, if you say you need a Rov Horaya, you need a majority of the people that passed the ruling, then you'll still need 50. Despite the fact now that's more than a majority. However, the intake, or sorry, 51, sorry, you need 51 to be a majority, my mistake. The intake are Rov Mishtayer, if however it's only a majority of those that are remaining, then all you need is, well, half of more than half of 90 is 46. You need Arbin Veshesha. Now that's left as a question. Next. Hefrish Chatato, this leads us to the next sugya, next up. Hefrish Chatato, let's say someone separated the Korban Chatat, and Nicht Charesh, it becomes a Cheresh, or Nishtah becomes a Shoita, or Nishtamed, and we said and someone's a Meshuman doesn't bring a Korban Chatat. Or Shuru Beit Din Shumutar Lechol Chaylev, or he separated the Chatat, and the Beit Din actually said what you did was Mutar. In all those situations, the Korban's Nircha, if you like. He can't bring that Korban. Now, do we say now that if, for example, the person recovers, do we say now that we say mamash nidchet chatato? The korban is already considered pasul. So Rabbi Yochanan said nidchet chatato, and Rabbi Shimon Lakish says lo nidchet chatato. Not actually, you won't say it's mamash nidchet. It's rejected. Now, why is that? I'll show you here. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon Lakish is the mayor. Lo nidchet chatato. Why? The cheresh v'shota. For a cheresh v'shota, he simply is medamed elishan. Someone went to sleep. If you go to sleep at night, does it make your korban pasul the next day? Even though you can't bring a korban when you're sleeping, no. So therefore, it's not mamash, no, it's not nidche. Why? Because that's huil v'mimeilehu. Just as going to sleep is something less called automatic. So too, cheresh and chota, it's not something the person actively did. What about a mumar? What about a mumar? It says no, because a mumar huil v'yadu lachzor. He could do tshuva. So the fact that he could tshuva doesn't make the korban mamash nidche, completely pasul. But can also beit din hora as well can retract it. But this is v'lakama mafarish. And if you, and we're going to explain it, it's Hashem, as we continue. All right, beseder. Kol tov. Have a good day.